The following is a Sunday feast lecture on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter number 4, text number 15, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasadhikari, recorded on January 6th, 2013, in Santiago, Chile.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Om Namo
Evam gyatva kritam karma.
Evam gyatva kritam karma.
Purvair api mumukshubi. Mapi mumukshubi. Kuru karmai vatasmatvam. Kuru karmai vatasmatvam. Purvai purvataram kritam. Purvai purvataram kritam. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. All the liberated souls in ancient times acted with this understanding of my transcendental nature. Therefore, you should perform your duty following in their footsteps. Don't bother with the board, it's too late. I didn't know there was a certain verse for today. Too late now.
Just want to write your address, mail address?
Yes, sda@backtohome.com. Who's the translator, though?
Me.
Yeah, we'll come back. You can write that later. You can write sda@backtohome.com on the board. You're my translator. Sit down. sda@backtohome.com is the email, and then it doesn't. It's not working. Okay. So, translate. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. There are two classes of men. Some of them are full of polluted material things within their hearts, and some of them are materially free. Krishna consciousness is equally beneficial for both of these persons. And those who are full of dirty things can take to the line of Krishna consciousness for a gradual cleansing process following the regulated principles of devotional service. Those who are already cleansed of the impurities may continue to act in the same Krishna consciousness so that others may follow their exemplary activities and thereby be benefited. Foolish persons or neophytes in Krishna consciousness often want to retire from activities without having knowledge of Krishna consciousness. Arjuna's desire to retire from activities on the battlefield was not approved by the Lord. One need only know how to act, to retire from the activities of Krishna consciousness and to sit aloof making a show of Krishna consciousness is less important than actually engaging in the field of activities for the sake of Krishna. Arjuna is here advised to act in Krishna consciousness, following in the footsteps of the Lord's previous disciples such as the sun god Vivashvan, as mentioned herein before. The Supreme Lord knows all his past activities as well as those of persons who acted in Krishna consciousness in the past. And therefore, he recommends the acts of the sun god who learned this art from the Lord some millions of years before. All such students of Lord Krishna are mentioned here as past liberated persons engaged in the discharge of duties allotted by Krishna.
Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Barakamala Shri Guru Vaishnavam Shcha Shri Rupam sagrajatam sahagana raghunatam vidantam sajivam sadvaitam savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakonvitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine. Muchas gracias, Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada is saving us from this material existence. These most sublime teachings. These teachings are so sublime, they were taught millions of years ago to the sun god Vivishvan. These same teachings that deliver the sun god Vivishvan, they can deliver us right here, right now, today in Santiago, Chile.
Esos mismos principios que fueron enseñados al Dios del Sol muchos años atrás, ahora van a ser entregados aquí en Santiago de Chile.
Do you want to be liberated?
¿Tú quieres ser liberado?
Yes? Yes. Then hear very, take deeply into your heart these teachings.
Entonces escuchen, tomen muy en lo profundo de su corazón estas enseñanzas.
If you will take these teachings deep, deep, deep into your heart, you'll become liberated by the power of Krishna's words.
Si usted toma... van a tomar estas enseñanzas profundas en su corazón, se van a liberar.
Or if you want, you can remain a conditioned soul.
Pero si no lo hacen, si no escuchan así, van a permanecer condicionados.
Subject to birth, death, old age and disease.
Sujeto al nacimiento, a la muerte, a la enfermedad y al...
Adiatmic miseries.
A las miserias...
Adibotic miseries. Adidaivic miseries. If you prefer misery, then just let it go in one ear and not the other. But if you would like to become liberated from all anxieties, from all distress, from all disturbance, from all bewilderment, from all spaced outness, then hear very, very deeply the words of Krishna.
Entonces, escuchen muy, muy profundamente las palabras de Krishna.
They were spoken to Vivishvan millions of years ago.
Que fueron habladas a Vivishvan millones y millones de años.
They were spoken to Arjuna 5,000 years ago.
Fueron habladas a Arjuna 5,000 años atrás.
And are now being revealed to us on January 6th, 2013 in Santiago, Chile.
Y ahora están siendo entregadas a nosotros en el enero 6.
You may say, but I don't have the advantage of Arjuna. I mean, he was out there on the chariot with Krishna.
Bueno, ustedes pueden decir, pero esperen, o sea, yo no tengo el mismo nivel que Arjuna que estaba ahí con Krishna.
He was a personal associate of Krishna. I mean, he had an advantage over me. I mean,
él era un asociado personal de Krishna, tiene bastante ventaja sobre mí.
Don't think like that.
No piense así.
You have an equal opportunity as Arjuna for becoming enlightened by hearing this knowledge.
Usted tiene la misma oportunidad que Arjuna de volverse iluminado por este conocimiento.
It simply depends on the quality of your hearing.
Simplemente depende de la calidad de su escucha.
If you will hear with rapt attention,
si usted escucha con atención resuelta,
and with complete faith and devotion,
y con fe completa y devoción,
these words of Lord Sri Krishna,
estas palabras del Señor Sri Krishna,
you will become Jivan Mukta,
y usted se volverá un Jivan
Mukta, a liberated soul.
Una alma liberada.
You may say, well, how does this process work? What is the science behind this? Is this another one of those cult religions? Or is this a scientific process? Actually, this is not a cult religion. It's not another one of the world's religions.
No es otra de las religiones mundiales.
Here we are teaching you the most advanced science in the history of science.
Aquí estamos enseñando la ciencia más avanzada de la historia de la ciencia.
This science is a perfect science.
Esta ciencia es una ciencia perfecta.
This is the science of bhakti.
Esta es la ciencia del bhakti.
You see, the other sciences are imperfect.
Ustedes pueden ver que las otras ciencias son imperfectas.
They're based on empirical observation.
Están basadas en la observación empírica.
With senses that are imperfect.
Con sentidos que son imperfectos.
Because the senses are imperfect.
Debido a que los sentidos son imperfectos.
We have a tendency to be illusioned.
Tenemos la tendencia a estar ilusionados.
And because we are illusioned, we make so many mistakes.
Y debido a que estamos ilusionados, cometemos tantos errores.
But in spite of these mistakes, we are advertising, I am big PhD, Nobel laureate.
Pero más allá de esos errores, estamos promocionándonos como grandes doctores.
This is called cheating.
Eso se llama engañar.
Actual science means that which never changes.
Ciencia real significa algo que nunca cambia.
That which is eternally true.
Algo que es eternamente verdad.
Science means absolute knowledge.
Ciencia significa conocimiento absoluto.
What they call science nowadays is simply relative knowledge.
Lo que ahora llaman ciencia es en realidad conocimiento relativo.
It changes.
Cambia.
At one time the scientists said the world is flat. At one time the scientists said that the earth is flat.
En un comienzo los científicos decían de que la Tierra era plana.
And then they said, no, it's round.
No, la Tierra es redonda, dijeron luego.
So the scientists are always changing.
Entonces los científicos están siempre cambiando.
Actually, one time I attended one big gathering of scientists at the University of Florida.
En realidad, les cuento que una vez yo atendí un encuentro muy grande de científicos en Florida.
And one big PhD, he came from the Griffith Observatory in California.
Y uno de los grandes doctores del observatorio de Griffith, algo así, de California, estaba ahí.
To tell the assembled students and teachers about the black holes in outer space.
Para enseñar los conocimientos profundos de los hoyos negros en el espacio.
It was a huge assembly. There must have been 3,000 people there to hear his presentation.
Era una asamblea muy grande. Debían haber fácil 3,000 personas.
So, after telling us all about the black holes in outer space,
entonces luego después de contarnos todo acerca de los hoyos negros,
I raised my hand to ask a question.
Yo le levanté mi mano para hacer una pregunta.
I asked the learned PhD.
Le pregunté a este entendido doctor.
Is what you are teaching to us, is this a theory or is it a fact?
Señor, lo que usted está enseñando hoy día, ¿es una teoría o es un hecho?
And he said, I think it's a fact.
Dijo, yo creo que es un hecho.
Now note the word I think.
Entonces, no den la palabra, yo creo.
When I joined the Brahmacharya Ashram back in Austin in 1971,
cuando yo me uní al Ashram de Brahmacharya atrás en el año 71,
I was told if you ever say I think, you must go into the closet.
Yo fui enseñado de que cada vez que uno decía yo creo, usted debería ir adentro del closet.
So anyway, he said I think it's a fact.
Bueno, de cualquier manera, él dijo yo creo que es un hecho.
So then somebody else asked a question.
Entonces luego alguien más hizo una pregunta.
And then I again raised my hand.
Y luego yo de nuevo levanté mi mano.
I then raised a point with the learned PhD. I said, we have seen throughout the history of science that one theory comes into popularity for some time, and then is replaced by another theory. So, how do we know that your theory will not be replaced by another theory? Now, you may know in debate, this is called a loaded question. Because he had just stated it was not a theory, it was a fact. He had just stated his the black holes was not a theory, it was a fact. But I'm saying, how do we know that your theory will not be a place with another theory? Instead of correcting me, no sir, it's not a theory, it's a fact, he went ahead and accepted that it was a theory.
And he
gave this answer. He said, I said, well, how do we know your theory will not be a place for another theory? And he said, I hope it is, because then we will be making progress.
Entonces él me dijo, yo creo que no va a ser cambiada y ojalá que sí sea, porque de esa manera estaremos haciendo progreso.
So you see the cheating business?
Entonces pueden ver de cómo es un engaño, un proceso engañoso.
He had just stated it's a fact.
Él recién había dicho que es un hecho.
And then 3 minutes later he's saying, when it's proven false, that will be the progress of science.
Y luego dice de que que se cambia por otra teoría, eso significa progreso.
If it was actually a fact, as he had just stated, it could never be proven false.
Si que hubiera sido en realidad un hecho lo que él recién había enseñado.
If it was an actual fact, as he had just stated, it could never be proven false.
Sí, sí. Luego nunca podría haber sido probado. Nunca podría haber sido probado.
But he's admitted, yes, in the future, as science advances, it will be proven false.
Pero él dijo, sí, sí, con el avance de la ciencia, esta teoría va a llegar a ser confirmada, aprobada.
And we are expected to accept this as knowledge?
Y nosotros esperan que nosotros aceptemos esto como conocimiento?
It's a joke.
Es una broma.
Real knowledge is what does not change.
El conocimiento real es aquel que no cambia.
If you want real scientific knowledge, you study Bhagavad Gita.
Si usted quiere conocimiento real y científico, entonces estudie el Bhagavad Gita.
Krishna clearly states, Aham sarvasya prabhava mataksaram pravartate. I am the source of all spiritual and material worlds.
Krishna claramente explica en el Bhagavad Gita, Aham sarvasya prabhava mataksaram pravartate. Yo soy la fuente de todos los planetas materiales y espirituales.
Everything emanates from me.
Todo emana de mí.
Now, has that ever changed?
Ahora, esto ha cambiado.
Did Krishna ever cease to be the source of everything?
¿Acaso Krishna ha cesado de ser la fuente de todo?
Brahmaji confirms it.
Brahmaji lo confirma.
Ishvaraha paramaha krishnaha satchirananda vigraha anadir adir govinda sarvakarana karanam. He confirms it.
Él lo confirma.
Krishna is the supreme controller.
Krishna es el controlador supremo.
He has an eternal form full of bliss and knowledge.
Él tiene una forma eterna llena de conocimiento y bienaventuranza.
Anadir, he has no origin.
Anadir es que no tiene origen.
Adir, he is the origin of everything.
Adir, de que es el origen de todo.
Sarva karana karanam.
Sarva karana karanam.
He is the supreme cause of all causes.
Él es la causa suprema de todas las causas.
And he is also known as Govinda.
Y él es también conocido como Govinda.
So instead of following the pathway of these scientists who are constantly changing things,
entonces en vez de seguir el sendero de estos que están cambiando sus cosas a cada momento,
we should follow the path of the great acharyas who don't change their version.
Deberíamos seguir el sendero de los grandes acharyas que no cambian su versión.
The present day leading scientist of the world is accepted as Dr. Stephen Hawking.
El más autorizado doctor de hoy en la ciencia es conocido como el Dr. Stephen Hawking.
Previously, the scientists said everything comes out of a big bang.
Previamente, los científicos decían de que todo había emanado del Big Bang.
But Stephen Hawking says, no, actually, everything comes out of nothing.
Pero Stephen Hawking dijo luego de que todo había ocurrido, surgido de la nada.
So they're constantly changing where everything comes from.
Entonces están constantemente cambiando.
But we know that everything comes from Krishna.
Pero nosotros sabemos de que todo viene de Krishna.
So, with this knowledge, then what will we do? What is the practical application of this science of bhakti? Now that we know that Krishna is the source of everything, what can you do with that knowledge to make your life successful? Would you like to be successful? If you can apply this knowledge properly, you will be successful.
Si usted aplica este conocimiento apropiadamente, será usted exitoso.
In fact, it is guaranteed in the very concluding verse of the Bhagavad Gita.
En realidad, esto está confirmado en el, justamente el último verso del Bhagavad Gita.
Yatra yogeshvara krishno, yatra partha dhanurdadaha, tatra shirvajayo bhutir driva nirtir matir mama. Wherever there is Krishna, the master of all mystics, and wherever there is Arjuna, the supreme archer, there will certainly be opulence, victory, extraordinary power, and morality. That is my opinion. Do you want opulence? Do you want victory? Do you want extraordinary power? Do you want morality? No problema. Chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. Now you may say, but I was chanting and my business went down.
Ah, pero bueno, tú puedes decir, ah, pero un momento, yo estaba cantando, pero mi negocio se fue a la ruina.
So I don't believe in this philosophy.
Entonces yo no creo en esta filosofía.
But actually, Krishna is behind the scenes doing everything for our benefit.
Pero en realidad Krishna está detrás del escenario haciendo todo para nuestro beneficio.
It's described in the Srimad Bhagavatam.
Está escrito en el Srimad Bhagavatam.
If one wants to be a devotee, but at the same time they're holding on to the material attachments, Krishna will take the material attachments away to help them take shelter of Him. But on the other hand, if you are completely detached and you simply want to be Krishna's pure devotee,
pero en la otra mano, si es que uno está totalmente desapegado, simplemente quiere ser devoto de Krishna.
Krishna will give you more and more facility.
Él te va a dar más y más facilidades.
For example.
Por ejemplo.
Srila Prabhupada explains.
Srila Prabhupada explica.
That a Krishna conscious businessman, he can aspire to be the wealthiest businessman in the whole world.
Que un empresario consciente de Krishna puede inspirar a todos, volviéndose el más exitoso empresario del mundo.
You see, if he's using that wealth for Krishna and not for sense gratification, it's transcendental.
Si que él está usando las riquezas en conciencia de Krishna y no para su gratificación, él es transcendental.
So there's nothing wrong with the material energy.
No hay nada malo con la energía material.
As long as we engage it in Krishna's service.
Siempre y cuando la ocupemos al servicio de Krishna.
Anastaktasya vishayan yatarpamapayunjataha Nirbandha Krishna Sambande Yuktam Vairagyam Uchate Rapanchakitaya Bhuja Hari Sambandi Vastanaha Mamukshubi Purit Jago Vairagyam Phagu Katyate. One who sees everything as the energy of Krishna and engages everything in Krishna's service is properly situated in renunciation.
Aquel que ve todo como energía de Krishna y que ocupa todo para el servicio de Krishna está apropiadamente situado en la renunciación.
On the other hand,
en la otra mano,
one who rejects everything material thinking that it's Maya,
aquel que rechaza todo lo material pensando que es Maya,
is not properly situated in renunciation.
Está apropiadamente situado en la renunciación.
He's called Phagu Vairagi, a false renunciate.
Él es conocido como un pronunciante falso.
Do you, have you heard of the Palgu River in India?
¿Ustedes han escuchado del río Palgu en India?
If any of you have seen the Palgu River,
puede que lo hayan visto.
Actually, if you go to see it, you won't see it.
En realidad, si ustedes van a verlo, no lo verán.
You'll just see a sandy bank.
Solo van a ver un banco de arena.
Where is the river? It looks like it dried up.
¿Dónde está el río? Pareciera que se ha secado.
But actually, it is there. It's called, it's underground river, you see.
Pero en realidad está ahí, solo que está bajo la tierra.
So, a Palgu Vairagi, he makes a false show of being renounced.
Entonces, un Palgu Vairagi hace un...
But in his heart, he's lusty, he's greedy, he's angry, he's full of all material desires with the mind. So, we should neither be attached to sense gratification, nor should we be false renunciates. We should simply engage everything in the service of Krishna. What is the name of your bank here? The Bank of Chile? Bank of Chile? Mm-hmm. You have that bank?
Yeah.
If you walk into the Bank of Chile, you see, with a gun,
con una arma,
to rob the Bank of Chile, you're a rascal, you're a thief.
Usted es un sinvergüenza, es un ladrón.
And if you walk into the Bank of Chile and say, I renounce the Bank of Chile, you're also a rascal, you're a fool.
Usted también es sinvergüenza, es un
because it's not your bank to renounce.
Porque no es tu banco para que tú puedas decir, yo renuncio.
You see? So whether you're a sense gratifier trying to enjoy this material world for your sense pleasure, or your Mayavadi philosopher saying, Brahma Satya Jagan Mitya, this world is false. In either case, you are a scoundrel. The proper position is to say, let us use this, the Bank of Chile, in the service of Krishna.
La solución apropiada es, en cambio, decir, usemos este Banco de Chile al servicio.
May all of that Lakshmi in the Bank of Chile be used for ISKCON.
Hagamos que todo ese Lakshmi en el Banco de Chile sea usado para ISKCON.
We can build a beautiful, fabulous temple in every Chilean town and village.
De esa forma se podrían construir hermosos templos en todo.
Every billboard in the whole country can say, chant Hare Krishna, be happy. We can buy all the TV stations and the radio stations. All the magazines, all the newspapers. We can even purchase the politicians. I heard they're up for hire.
Incluso podríamos comprar algunos políticos. Escuché que estaban medio desempleados.
If we, so in this way, there's nothing wrong with desiring wealth, you see.
De esta forma no hay nada malo con ganar dinero.
But simply we should see it as all the property of Krishna.
Pero simplemente deberíamos ver que es la energía de Krishna.
Actually, Prabhupada says that Sita Devi is the goddess of fortune.
En realidad, si la Prabhupada dijo que,
just like we say Lakshmi is money, Sita Devi also represents money.
Sita Devi también representa el dinero.
So right now, who is controlling the money?
Entonces, ahora mismo, ¿quién está controlando el dinero?
Ravana. Ravana has the Ravana demoniac civilization has kidnapped Sita. They are using her and abusing her. You see.
Entonces esta civilización está siendo controlada por Ravana y está abusándola, ¿no?
So we are meant to follow in the footsteps of Hanuman.
Pero debiéramos nosotros seguir el sendero de Hanuman.
We are meant to bring Sita back to Ram.
Tenemos que hacer que Sita vuelva con Ram.
We are meant to bring all the money of this planet back to the service of Krishna.
Tenemos que hacer que todo el dinero de hoy en el mundo vuelva de nuevo con Krishna.
So if any devotees are businessmen, we encourage them to be multi-millionaire businessmen. It's very good.
Entonces, si algún devoto es comerciante, lo animamos a que siga.
But they have to remain humble servants.
Pero tienen que permanecer humildes sirvientes.
Realizing just as Hanuman is humble servant, he's not thinking to enjoy Sita.
Tal como Hanuman es un humilde sirviente, él no está pensando en disfrutar.
He's simply thinking, how can I bring my mother Sita back to Lord Ram, you see?
Él está simplemente pensando cómo puedo traer de vuelta a mi Sita.
So we have a few minutes left. I can ask if there's any questions.
Así que nos quedan algunos minutos más y podemos hacer algunas preguntas o pueden hacer algunas preguntas.
Yes, sir.
¿Qué opina usted de Jesús?
What is your opinion about Jesus?
And Lord Jesus ki jai. Jesus is my guru.
Señor Jesús es mi maestro.
Jesus is my savior.
Señor Jesús es mi salvador.
Jesus brought me to this movement.
Jesús me trajo este movimiento.
I am eternally indebted to my Lord Jesus.
Entonces estoy eternamente endeudado con mi...
He made me a devotee of Krishna.
Él me hizo devoto de Krishna.
They say that Jesus is coming again.
Ellos están diciendo que Jesús viene de nuevo.
When he comes again, he will be a Hare Krishna.
Cuando venga de nuevo, él va a ser un Hare Krishna.
Okay, what next question?
Yeah.
El caso que habló en principio el científico de los agujeros negros. Mm-hmm. El punto uno, un devoto podría estar en esa posición de ser un científico que estudie los agujeros negros. Mm-hmm. Y segundo, ¿qué tendría que responder un devoto a esas dos preguntas que él le hizo?
Can a devotee be in the position that you were talking about, that scientist, you asked some questions? May a devotee be in that position? May ever a devotee may...
Should challenge the scientist?
No, I mean... No. Like, may a devotee be in the position that scientist where? What, where?
Oh, no, devotees... Because devotees know the science of Krishna. See, I defeated him.
Entonces, no, porque el científico, el devoto sabe la ciencia de Krishna.
But a devotee will never be defeated.
Porque yo lo derroté, pero un devoto nunca podría ser derrotado.
A devotee can see the scientist, material scientist can be defeated by any preacher, any good preacher can defeat a scientist.
Puede ver de que un científico puede ser derrotado.
But the devotee is a scientist, he will not be defeated. He will present the true science.
Claro, un devoto nunca va a ser derrotado como ese devoto.
Does that answer your question? Yeah, if a devotee is a scientist, he will not be defeated.
Claro que si el devoto fuera, si el científico fuera devoto, no sería derrotado. Mm-hmm.
Next question.
And there was another point.
Okay. Is that full of? Okay, now your question back then.
Hi, Krishna, from the desert of death. I would like to ask you about the chant of Maha Mantra. What's the difference between chant of Maha Mantra in Japa beats or just the without the Japa, but mentally during the whole day? What's the difference between them?
So she's asking, what is the difference between chanting the Maha Mantra Hare Krishna loudly in Japa Mala beats or chanting mentally? I'm going to translate.
The difference is you cannot chant mentally.
It needs to translate.
Oh, okay.
Entonces la pregunta fue, ¿cuál es la diferencia de cantar el santo nombre Hare Krishna en las cuentas del rosario, si pronunciándolo o cantarlo mentalmente, así durante el día?
The difference is you cannot chant mentally.
Bueno, la diferencia es que tú no puedes cantar en realidad mentalmente.
Yuge manaha. In this iron age of Kali, men's minds are always disturbed, and women's minds also are always disturbed.
En esta era de Kali, las mentes de las personas están siempre perturbadas y las de las mujeres también.
You cannot chant mentally. You can't do it.
Entonces, tú no puedes hacerlo, no puedes hacerlo.
Maybe for 1 minute or 2 minutes, but you cannot stay focused in your mind on Krishna. It's not possible.
O sea, por un minuto, por 2 minutos, pero no podrás sostenerte enfocada en Krishna.
This is why it's stated in the Kali Santa, in the Brihadaranyaka Purana, Haranama, 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 Eva Kevalam. Chant the holy names, chant the holy names, chant the holy name.
Por eso se establece en el Purana de que canta el santo nombre, canta el santo nombre, canta el santo nombre.
You'll simply be thinking of Maya all day long. Your so-called mental chanting will just be meditating on the material energy. That's all it'll be.
Entonces
If you want to bring your mind under control, you must capture it in between the tongue and the ear.
Si tú quieres realmente obtener el beneficio, tú tienes que tener a Krishna justo ahí en tu lengua.
Therefore, you should distinctly chant Hare Krishna and hear Hare Krishna.
Entonces, usted debe cantar con calidad Hare Krishna y escuchar Hare Krishna.
And then your mind will become conquered.
Y así su mente se volverá conquistada.
Okay, next question. Yes, sir.
¿Qué tiene de especial el canto del santo nombre en Harinama, saliendo a las calles? ¿Tiene especial distinto allá?
What is the particularity, or what is special in the chanting, congregational chanting?
En Harinama.
Yes. What's different between chanting alone and chanting in the group?
Bueno, entonces, ¿cuál es la diferencia de cantar solo o cantar en un grupo?
The difference is synergy.
La diferencia es sinergia.
Hare Krishna alone is very powerful.
But when
you chant in a group, there is a synergistic effect. It becomes 1,000,000 times more powerful.
Y cuando se canta en grupo, hay un efecto sinérgico que se vuelve 1,000,000 de veces más potente.
Just like the Ratha Yatra cart.
Tal como el carro de Ratha Yatra.
They say, okay, now you pull the cart all by yourself. You may struggle and struggle. You might move it 1 or 2 inches, but you will not be able to pull the cart by yourself. But if everyone grabs the ropes, no problema. Jai Jagannath.
Pero si todos toman de la cuerda, no hay problema. Jai Jagannath.
So when we all pull the ropes together, it becomes more powerful.
Entonces cuando todos tomamos las cuerdas juntos, se vuelve mucho más poderoso.
So therefore, come together with the devotees and chant in the Sankirtan.
Así que reúnase con los devotos y canten en el Sankirtan.
Kirtan means chanting, but Sankirtan means chanting with other devotees.
Kirtan significa canto, pero Sankirtan significa canto con otros devotos.
Sangha Kirtan, Sankirtan, you see. Becomes 1,000,000 times more powerful.
Se vuelve muchas millones de veces más poderoso.
You can experience it.
Usted lo puede experimentar.
And we chant with the devotees, we just feel like we're taking off into the spiritual world. We actually are, we're entering in the spiritual world.
Entonces, que, claro, cuando usted lo puede comprobar, usted va a experimentar cómo usted va a entrar al reino espiritual.
Sankirtan is magic.
Sankirtan es mágico.
It has mystical potency.
Tiene potencias místicas.
Next question.
¿Otra pregunta?
Yes, ma'am.
Es la primera vez que vengo acá y uh-huh. Escuché hablar de la época de Cali.
Uh-huh.
¿Qué es eso?
It's the first time that I come.
So, welcome, welcome.
Bienvenido. So I haven't heard about Kali Yuga. What is?
Yes, Kali Yuga.
Kali Yuga.
Just like in the year, we have 4 seasons. We have the spring, the summer, and the winter, and the fall. So, on a large, on a very grand cosmic scale, there are 4 different ages.
Entonces, de la misma manera, en la visión más general, hay 4 eras.
The Satya Yuga lasts for 1,728,000 years.
La primera Satya Yuga dura 1,728,000 años.
It's a very pious age when everyone is a saint.
Es una edad muy, muy piadosa, en donde todos son santos.
Can you imagine the planet Earth where everybody is a saint? Everyone is a saint.
¿Se pueden imaginar el planeta Tierra en donde todos son unos santos?
That was the Satya Yuga.
Eso era Satya Yuga.
And then the age that followed that is called Treta Yuga.
Y luego la era que sigue se denomina Tetra Yuga.
That age lasts for 1,296,000 years.
Esa era dura 1,296,000 años.
In that age, 75% are saints and 25% are sinners.
Y en esa era el 75% son santos y el 25% son pecadores.
So it's still a pretty good atmosphere when you have 75, you still have the majority who are saints.
Entonces igual hay una muy buena atmósfera porque igual son la mayoría los santos.
The next age is called the Dwapara Yuga.
Y la otra era, se denomina Dwapara Yuga.
That age lasts for 864,000 years.
Esa era dura 700.
In that age, you have a 50-50 split between the saints and the sinners.
En esa era hay división 50% entre los santos y los pecadores.
So that's still a little tolerable. You got a lot of saints around.
Entonces eso aún es tolerable.
But now we're in the Kali Yuga.
Pero ahora estamos en Kali Yuga.
432,000 years.
432,000 años.
75% are demoniac of the people.
Donde 75% de las personas son demoníacas.
That was at the beginning of the Kali Yuga, 5,000 years ago. It was 75% were demons.
Eso fue al comienzo, en realidad, de esta era, hace 5,000 años atrás, en donde
75%. Now it's running about 98% are demons now.
Ahora es incrementado al 98%.
And at the end of the age, 100% will be, 99.9999% will be demons.
Y al final de esta era, el 100% va a ser.
So this is the age of the demons.
Sí, esta es la era de los demonios.
But we have a powerful weapon to counteract the demoniac atmosphere on this planet.
Pero nosotros tenemos un alma poderosa para contrarrestar la influencia demoníaca.
That weapon is the chanting of Hare Krishna mantra.
Esa arma es el canto del Hare Krishna.
And the more we chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. It will push back the demoniac influence and bring the saintly atmosphere back to this planet. In fact, it has been predicted in the scriptures. In the middle of this age of 864,000 years, in the middle of this age of 432,000 years. Yeah.
En la mitad de esta era que dura 432,000 años, está predicho.
There will be a 10,000 year period of spiritual awakening.
Habrá 10,000 un periodo de 10,000 años de un despertar espiritual.
And that began 500 years ago.
Eso comenzó 5,000 años atrás.
And it's happening right now here in this temple in Chile. In
Santiago.
There is a spiritual awakening happening right here which will gradually take over the whole world. So we're requesting you, you kindly join us in this spiritual awakening. Come to this temple regularly, chant Hare Krishna.
En este despertar mundial.
Read these books. In this way, help us save the world from the demoniac age of Kali.
Lea los libros y de esa forma usted va rápidamente.
We are so happy. We are so happy you have come tonight. Thank you very much.
Entonces, estamos muy felices de que usted haya venido.
Okay, next question. Yes.
She wants to know what are the qualifications one should have to get initiated in the Gayatri Mantra.
In the what?
Gayatri Mantra.
You have to be first initiated. Are you first initiated yet?
Primero debe tener iniciación primera.
You're first initiated. Okay. Okay. You're already. You have a spiritual master already. You've already taken first initiation.
¿Usted ya ha tomado primera iniciación?
Yes, we're getting to them. So you have to ask your spiritual master. He's the one who initiates. He will give you second Gayatri Mantra. You ask him, Guru Maharaj, what can I do to qualify for second initiation?
Bueno, usted puede ir donde su maestro espiritual entonces y preguntarle cuál debería ser la cualificación que es a desarrollar para poder tomar iniciación.
And your Guru Maharaj is represented here by your temple president, Amara Gauranga Prabhu.
Y su maestro espiritual está representado por el presidente de templo, Amara Gauranga.
So you can ask Amara Gauranga Prabhu what is required to become recommended by you for second initiation.
Entonces usted puede acercarse a Amada Gauranga Prabhu y preguntarle cuáles son los requerimientos para tomarse la iniciación.
The qualifications are not a secret, they're given in the Bhagavad Gita chapter 18.
En realidad las cualificaciones no son secretas, están dadas en el Bhagavad Gita en el capítulo 18.
You have to develop the qualities of a Brahmana.
Usted debe desarrollar las cualidades de un Brahmana.
Shamadamba tapashaucham shantar arjavamevacha gyanam vigyanamaste kyam bhama karmas bhavavajam. You know that shloka?
¿Usted conoce ese verso?
You familiar with that verse?
¿Usted lo ha oído, es familiar para usted? No, she doesn't remember.
Then you're not qualified yet. You must, if you want to become Brahmana, you must become familiar with that verse. That is the key for your becoming a Brahmana. If you're not familiar with the verse, you're not qualified.
Entonces, si usted no está familiarizada con ese verso, entonces significa que usted no está cualificado. ¿Verdad?
You must know what are the qualities of a Brahman. Otherwise, how you can become qualified? You don't even know what the qualities are.
Claro, de que si usted no sabe cuáles son las cualidades, cómo se va a volver una Brahmana, si ni siquiera sabe cuáles son.
So you should take guidance from your Guru Maharaj and from our Gauranga and other senior Vaishnavas how to develop the qualities of a Brahman listed in the Bhagavad Gita chapter 18.
No, así que usted debe estudiar cuáles son las cualidades, preguntarle a los devotos mayores para que sepa cuáles son esas cualidades.
And this way you can become qualified.
Y de esa forma usted se va a volver cualificada.
Okay.
Okay. ¿Está bien?
Go home, get your Bhagavad Gita out and read that verse. Shamadamas tapaushal cham. It's in chapter 18. Okay, next question. You can give her the verse number. But another question in the meantime. Any other? Yes.
Maharaj, usted dijo que en esta era de Kali, el 98% actualmente eran almas demoníacas.
You said that at this present time, 98% of people is demoniac people.
Yes, yes.
Pero también he escuchado que todos somos devotos.
But I also have heard that we are all devotees.
Yes.
Sí.
There are two kinds of devotees.
Hay dos tipos de devotos.
Uncovered and covered.
Cubiertos y descubiertos.
Right now we have 98% who are covered by the modes of nature.
Ahora, en este momento, hay 98% que están cubiertos por
la modalidad
de la naturaleza.
Everyone is devotee.
Sí, todos son devotos.
But are they under the influence of the Kali Yuga? They are under the influence of the modes of nature and therefore they are acting as demons.
Pero con la influencia de la Kali Yuga y la influencia de las modalidades están actuando como demonios.
And next question.
¿Otra pregunta? ¿Cómo podría usted reconocer aquí quién es devoto y quién no? Uno cubierto y uno descubierto.
How can you recognize here who is uncovered devotee and who is covered?
If you become uncovered, you can recognize.
Bueno, si usted se vuelve descubierto, entonces va a poder reconocer.
As long as you are covered, you will not be able to recognize.
Mientras usted siga, esté cubierto, no va a poder reconocer.
So if you will take this process of Krishna Bhakti as described in Bhagavad Gita.
Así que usted puede leer el Bhagavad Gita y ver este proceso del Bhakti.
You become uncovered.
Y así
And then you will have perfect vision to see who is covered and who is uncovered.
Y tendrá una visión perfecta para distinguir quién es un devoto cubierto y quién es un devoto descubierto.
Next question.
¿Cómo podemos combatir esa filosofía del criticismo, entre comillas?
How can we counteract that criticism that we have?
Conquer over it?
Yes. Criticism tendency.
Yes. Actually, there's nothing wrong with being critical.
En realidad no hay nada malo con ser crítico.
You just have to apply it to yourself.
Pero debes aplicarlo a ti mismo.
And become your own biggest critic.
Y volverte el mejor, el más crítico hacia ti, digamos.
You have so many faults that you'll be so busy finding your own faults, you won't have time for anybody else's faults.
que si estás tan ocupada encontrando faltas en ti mismo, no vas a tener tiempo para ir buscando faltas en los demás.
Isn't it a fact?
¿No es un hecho?
Don't you agree that you have many faults?
No, yeah. Usted está, yeah. No.
That's very good. So now you have to always be seeing your faults and always correcting your faults. So I want you to become a full-time fault finder. Papa says we should be very strict with ourselves and lenient with others.
Entonces, Prabhupada nos enseñaba de que uno debía ser estricto con uno mismo y suave con los demás.
And when you become conquered, when you conquer your own faults,
y cuando usted conquiste sus propias faltas,
you'll be an inspiration to the other devotees.
Entonces usted se volverá una inspiración para los devotos.
And they will beg you to help them conquer over their faults too.
Y ellos te van a pedir que tú las ayudes para que se vuelvan conquistan sus malas cualidades.
Next question. Yes.
Yeah. Entiendo que en esta época el yuga se dice es se nos ha ocultado la verdad y esto es, quiero saber si es verdad que esto es una ilusión. ¿Cómo?
That you said that in this age we haven't get the real knowledge, we haven't get real truth. We don't get truth in this age.
Yes, truth is almost dead. Yes.
Sí, sí. En realidad, la verdad está casi muerta. Entonces, and then, huh? So, how can I know that this
process works. That this is true. How can I know this is true?
No, actually, that how can I know that all of this world is illusion?
Ah, actually, it's not an illusion.
Bueno, en realidad no es una ilusión.
This world is not false.
Este mundo no es falso.
You can pinch yourself and it hurts, right?
Usted se puede pinchar a sí mismo y le va a doler, ¿no?
It's real. This world is not false.
Es real. Este mundo no es falso.
But it's not what it appears to be.
Pero no es lo que parece ser.
Just like in the Hollywood movies.
Tal como las películas de Hollywood.
Old Western movies of the Old West.
Tal como las películas del viejo oeste.
They will go out into the open prairie and they'll make a false town.
Entonces ellos iban a el equipo de montaje iba a un predio vacío y hacía todo un montaje.
In the movie it looks like a real town.
La película parecía como
but actually behind the front of the building there's nothing, it's just some boards holding it up.
Pero si tú vas a dar la vuelta y detrás de ese escenario no hay nada, simplemente unos palos sosteniendo ese escenario.
It's a movie set.
Es una película.
It looks like a town but it's not really a town.
Se pareciera ser un pueblo pero no es un pueblo.
So the movie set is real. It's not false, it's a real movie set.
Entonces la película dice que es real, no es falso.
But to think it's an actual town, that is false.
Pero pensar de que es un pueblo
so this material world is just a movie, it's Maya Devi's movie set.
Entonces, este mundo material es como un set de Maya, ¿no?
And we think it's the real reality.
Pero pensamos que es la realidad última, ¿no?
But it's just a Hollywood creation, that's all.
Pero simplemente una creación, un montaje.
Maya Devi's Hollywood Productions.
Es las producciones de Maya Devi. Producciones.
Even your body is not you.
Incluso tu cuerpo no es tú.
You may be thinking that you're a woman, right?
Tú puedes estar pensando que eres una mujer, ¿cierto?
But actually, you're just a spirit soul sitting inside a woman's body.
Pero en realidad, usted es una alma espiritual sentada en ese cuerpo de mujer.
You're not that body.
Usted no es ese cuerpo.
No soy cuerpo, soy alma. Yeah. You're the soul, you're not the body.
Usted es el alma, no es el cuerpo.
When your body dies, you do not die.
Cuando usted muere,
You're the driver sitting in the passenger seat, that's all. It's the driver's seat, I mean. You're the driver sitting in the driver's seat, that's all.
Es el conductor sentado en un vehículo, eso es todo.
And when your body becomes old and worn out, you get a new one.
Pero cuando su cuerpo se vuelve inútil, simplemente obtiene otro.
If you become Krishna conscious, your next body will be a spiritual body that never gets old, never gets sick, and it never dies.
Pero si usted se vuelve consciente de Krishna, luego su cuerpo va a ser eterno, lleno de conocimiento y bienaventuranza.
But if you remain in material consciousness, you'll get another material body that gets sick and it gets old and dies.
Pero si usted continúa en la conciencia material, va a obtener otro cuerpo y el mismo proceso de enfermedad.
So, it's your choice.
Entonces, es su decisión.
What kind of body would you like to have in your next life?
¿Qué tipo de cuerpo le gustaría tener en su próxima vida?
A material body that gets sick, gets old and dies, or a spiritual body which is eternally youthful and never dies.
Un cuerpo que es, se enferma, se muere y se envejece, o un cuerpo que es eterno, lleno de conocimiento y lleno de
vida. You are creating your next body right now.
Usted está creando su próximo cuerpo justo ahora.
By coming to this temple and hearing about Krishna, now you're in the process of creating a spiritual body for yourself.
Por venir, haber venido a este templo y escuchar acerca de Krishna, tú estás en el proceso de crear un cuerpo espiritual.
¿Qué pasa cuando qué beneficios trae no comer carne?
What benefits bring one to just to stop eating meat?
What is it?
What benefit brings?
If you eat meat, you have to become an animal in your next life.
Si usted come carne, usted se va a tener que
it's called karma.
Se denomina karma.
If you eat a chicken,
si usted come un pollo,
that chicken now has the right to eat you.
Ese pollo ahora tiene el derecho de comerte a ti.
So that chicken will become a human being and you'll become a chicken and he will eat you in your next life. Therefore we recommend don't eat animals and don't eat birds and fish. Because that will oblige you to come back and become a bird, a fish, or a beast and be eaten. And even vegetables, they're also living. If you eat a carrot, you'll have to become a carrot. But if you offer it to Krishna before you eat it, then there's no karma.
Luego no habrá karma.
But Krishna doesn't give the same privilege for meat, fish, and eggs.
Pero Krishna no da ese mismo privilegio para los huevos, carnes, huevos y pescados.
He will only deliver you from the karma with fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and grains.
Solo te va a liberar del karma si que tú consumes
grasa, no meat,
lácteos, vegetales y frutas.
No fish and no eggs.
No carne, no huevos y no pescados.
You will get karma by eating those things.
Tú obtendrás carne por comer eso.
¿Y cómo se ofrece a Krishna?
How can I offer? How is the process to offer to Krishna?
You get a nice picture of Krishna here from the store.
Usted obtiene una buena foto de Krishna aquí de la casa.
Make a little altar in your home.
Hace un pequeñito altar en su casa.
Just like in your kitchen, you can put Krishna there on the shelf.
Usted puede en su cocina poner ahí en el mesón.
And before you eat, you may get a special plate that's just for Krishna. Nobody else eats off of it.
Usted hace un plato especial, uno exclusivamente para Krishna, nadie más come.
Whenever you cook the dinner for your family, you make a little nice plate for Krishna, let him eat first.
Entonces luego usted cocina para su familia, entonces pone su comida.
Make the plate, put it in front of Krishna, give him 10 or 15 minutes to eat.
Y lo pone enfrente de la foto de Krishna y lo deja por 20 minutos.
And then you can take off that plate and merge it back into the pots and then serve your family.
Y luego tú tomas el plato, lo juntas con los demás.
And this way your whole family will become liberated.
Y de esa manera toda su familia se volverá liberada.
And you'll become the great liberator of your family. You become the guru of your family. Yeah. Okay.
¿Cómo uno puede mejorar económicamente e inspirar a otros económicamente para Lakshmi para Krishna?
how can one develop economically in order to inspire others to become...
In order to what?
Inspire others in order...
You don't need money to inspire anybody.
No, en realidad no necesita dinero para inspirar a nadie.
The only thing that really inspires people ultimately is Krishna Shakti.
Lo que realmente inspira en realidad a las demás personas es el Shakti.
You can be a millionaire, you can be a pauper, it doesn't matter.
Usted puede ser un millonario o un pobre, no interesa.
If you have Krishna Shakti, you can inspire the whole world.
Si usted tiene Krishna Shakti, puede inspirar a todo el mundo.
You don't need money for them.
No necesita dinero para eso.
You just need bhakti.
Usted lo que necesita es bhakti.
Bhakti Shakti.
Bhakti Shakti.
Next question.
Maharaj, uno está oscilando entre las modalidades de la naturaleza material.
Oscillating. One is oscillating in the mode of nature. Like
one is doing what?
Well, I mean, one is being dragged by the mode of nature.
Drag. Okay.
¿Cómo poder mantenerse en una plataforma elevada durante este vaivén del día? Todo el día está uno pasión, ignorancia. ¿Cómo mantenerse?
How can one become free from those?
Yes. How to get free from the material nature. I was just reading this morning in the Bhagavatam. Prabhupada has answered your question. You have to accept the order of Krishna as your life and soul. Now, if you can be directly ordered by Krishna, like Arjuna on the chariot, that's all right. Or you can also receive the instruction from the spiritual master. The spiritual master is ordering you, now you must surrender to Krishna. If you take his orders, your life and soul, you become delivered. You understand? Now you must surrender to Krishna. That is the order being given to you.
Ahora usted debe rendirse a Krishna. Esa es la instrucción que le estoy dando.
If you will take that order into your heart and embrace it with love and devotion, you'll become a liberated soul.
Entonces, si usted abraza esta instrucción y la ejecuta con toda su vida y alma, entonces se va a volver un alma liberada.
Una última pregunta. ¿Cómo uno puede desarrollar apego al maestro espiritual?
How can one get attachment to the spiritual master?
By serving his order.
Por servir su instrucción.
The more you serve his order, the more you feel how his mercy is showering you at every minute.
Mientras más usted sigue sus órdenes, más sentirá cómo su misericordia te llueve.
It's called loving reciprocation.
Se llama reciprocación.
You will feel his love to the extent that you give him your love.
Usted va a sentir su amor en la medida que usted le da su amor.
He has already given you his love.
Él ya te está dando su amor.
Now it's up to you to reciprocate.
Ahora es al asunto suyo reciprocar.
Don't be greedy.
No sea avaro.
Don't be a miser.
No sea un...
Miser means miserable.
Sí, miserable.
So Guru Maharaj is giving you his love, now you must surrender to his instruction.
Así que Guru Maharaj le ha dado su amor, ahora debe usted rendirse a sus órdenes.
This is how you become free.
Así como usted se volverá libre.
Okay. All right, next question. All right.
I would really like to be an a spiritual soul in the next life.
Pero,
but
de repente esto de esforzarse
por no tener otro cuerpo humano o no tener otro cuerpo material en la próxima vida, como que me pregunto por qué, si en realidad este cuerpo es lindo, el amor de los seres humanos es maravilloso, por algo estamos aquí también aprendiendo cosas, entonces como, esa es mi duda, ¿no?
But why? If I think it's fine, like it's very beautiful, the relationship between human beings, my body is nice, why? Why should I effort to...
No, you don't have to. Krishna says, now that I've given you these instructions, you do what you like, Arjuna.
Bueno, Krishna le dice a Arjuna, en el Bhagavad Gita, ahora yo te he dado las instrucciones, ahora tú haz lo que quieres.
If you think that you would like to enjoy society and friendship and love divinely and divinely bestowed upon God by man,
que si usted quiere así disfrutar agradablemente de la familia, los amigos, de la sociedad que Dios le ha dado a usted, ¿no?
Then you can do them. But it's better you don't come here.
Pero es mejor que usted no vuelva acá.
Because if you come here and you see the beautiful Krishna,
porque si usted no vuelve acá, usted va a ver al hermoso Krishna.
You will forget your society, friendship, and love.
Y va a olvidar esa sociedad, amistad y.
In fact, one gopi girl, she warned her gopi girlfriend.
En realidad, una gopi le advirtió a otra gopi.
Smaran bangi traya parachitam sachivishtir nidrishtim vangshinasta kishalam ujivalam trandakena Govindakyam haritanu mitaha keshitu pagatante ma prakshishtasta vayadi sake bandhu stange sirangaha. You know the Sanskrit? You don't speak Sanskrit?
No hablan Sanskrit.
All right, I'll give you the translation. She said, my dear gopi girlfriend,
ella dijo, mi querida amiga gopi,
if you think that this material society, friendship and love is very nice,
si usted piensa que esta sociedad, amistad y amigos es muy buena,
then I must warn you, do not go down to the bank of Jamuna tonight at Keshigat.
Bueno, entonces yo debo advertirte de que no vaya usted esta noche al banco del río Yamuna.
Because if you go there, you'll see this beautiful boy named Krishna.
Porque si usted va ahí, usted va a ver a este hermoso niño llamado Krishna.
He is casting sidelong glances.
Él está echando miradas muy largas y profundas.
And he is placing his flute to his lips, which are like newly blossomed twigs.
Y él ha colocado su flauta entre sus labios, con flores rodeándola.
His transcendental body bending in three places.
Con su cuerpo transcendental curvado en tres partes.
And shining oh so bright in that moonlight.
Y luciendo tan brillante en esa luna, en esa noche de luna llena.
So my dear gopi girlfriend,
así que mi querida,
do not go, do not go, do not go.
No vayas, no vayas, no vayas.
So what did that gopi do?
Así que ¿qué es lo que
hizo? She immediately made a beeline for the Jamuna.
Ella fue inmediatamente hacia el Yamuna.
I've got to see this boy Govinda.
Yo tengo que ver a este joven.
And she forgot about her family.
Y ella se olvidó de su familia.
She forgot about her husband.
Se olvidó de su esposo.
She forgot about her kids, her mother, her father, her brothers and sisters, aunts and uncles. She forgot everyone, and she just wanted to be serving Krishna, and that was all forever.
Ella se olvidó de su familia, sus padres, sus hermanos, sus tíos, sus tías, sus primos. Ella simplemente fue y al banco.
So I'm giving you a fair warning.
Así que yo te estoy dando una advertencia.
This is a dangerous place.
Es un lugar peligroso.
If you want to continue enjoying society, friendship, and love in this material world.
Te tengo que advertir que es peligroso si uno quiere seguir disfrutando la sociedad, los amigos.
But I can tell you this.
Pero yo te puedo decir esto.
There's many different types of society, friendship, and love.
Que hay muchos tipos diferentes de sociedad, amigos y familia.
And there's no guarantee you'll be having a human type of society, friendship, and love in your next life.
Y no es garantizado de que tú vas a tener un tipo humano de amigos, familia y sociedad.
Would you like to be a kitty cat?
¿Te gustaría ser un
Would you like to be a dog?
O un perro.
Or a fish or a bird?
O un pez o un hábil.
You see? We can't guarantee you a human birth. You see?
No podemos garantizarte un cuerpo humano.
If you want to be guaranteed at least getting a human birth in your next lifetime,
si usted quiere al menos que te garantice que puedas obtener un cuerpo humano,
then you must take to Krishna consciousness.
Luego usted debe tomar la conciencia de Krishna.
Because if you're successful, you get a spiritual body, you'll have eternal society, friendship and love in the spiritual world.
Y si es que usted es exitosa, va a tener un cuerpo trascendental de conocimiento eterno y bienaventurado en el mundo.
Or at least you get a material body to continue practicing Krishna consciousness in your next life.
O al menos usted va a tener otro cuerpo humano para continuar practicando esa conciencia de Krishna en su próximo vida.
Spiritual life doesn't mean merging into oneness.
La vida espiritual no significa fundirse en la unidad.
In spiritual life, you will have friends.
En la vida espiritual, tú vas a tener amigos.
You'll have associates.
Vas a tener asociados.
There'll be beautiful singing and dancing.
También vas a tener un buen canto, unos buenos bailes.
Wonderful feasts.
Una fiesta.
Swimming in the wonderful celestial Jamuna River.
Y también vas a poder nadar profundamente en el río Yamuna.
Picking mangoes on Govardhan Hill.
También va a poder salir y recoger mangos.
There's unlimited nectar in the spiritual world.
Hay mucha cantidad de néctar en el mundo espiritual.
So don't be so attached to the society and friendship and love of this world.
Así que no sea tan apegada a la sociedad, a la familia.
You become attached to a loving relationship with the most beautiful, amazing person in all of existence.
Mejor vuelvas a pegar a la más hermosa relación amorosa con la persona más hermosa de toda la existencia.
That person's name is Krishna.
El nombre de esa persona es Krishna.
He's the most beautiful boy that ever existed.
Él es el chico joven más bello que jamás ha existido.
And he's ready to have a full loving relationship with you.
Y él está listo para tener una relación completamente abierta contigo.
You just have to agree, that's all. Let's surrender to him.
Y lo que falta es que tú aceptes.
So this is our request on behalf of Krishna. Please surrender to Krishna.
Así que esa es nuestra petición en el nombre de Krishna. Por favor.
We are begging you, please surrender to Krishna.
Estamos suplicando, por favor, ríndete a Krishna.
Don't remain suffering in this material world.
No permanezca sufriendo en este mundo material.
So we've gone over time. We'll stop here. We were supposed to end at 8. I mean, there is prasadam. So we thank you all very much. This is my final lecture now. It's been a wonderful, delightful visit here to Santiago. And if you want to get more nectar from me, then go on my e-course. www.backtohome.com.
www.backtohome.com.
Or you can just send me an email at sda@backtohome.com.
Oh, simplemente envíenme un email a sda@.
And I can get you signed up for the Spanish version of our e-course.
Y de esta manera yo los voy a inscribir al curso de la autorrealización en España.
How many of you are getting my daily pensamientos del día at this time? How many are you getting it? There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Your temple president is getting it. 6, okay. So, yes, please, you can join and get something. I have one translator in Peru. He translates it every day into Espanol. Wilmer, a very nice devotee in Peru, Wilmer. And he translates it to Spanish every day and sends it out to everybody on the Spanish mailing list.
Así que, por favor, inscríbanse a esta página. Tengo un devoto, es quien traduce, así que...
So, myself and Vishnupriya Mataji, seated over here, my beloved wife.
Mi persona y el nombre de mi esposa, Vishnupriya Mataji.
We thank you all very much for your wonderful, loving kindness you've given us.
Le agradecemos de todo corazón por su amabilidad y su amor que nos han dado.
Muchas gracias.
Muchas gracias.
Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So now I have one gift.
Y ahora tenemos un regalo.
You're the first time here. I'd like to present you this gift. Bueno. Please come.
Es la primera vez que viene, le quiero dar este regalo.
Put your head down.